Obviously, this is a business, and it's the way things go. You know, I appreciate everything Braylon did for me and this team, and wish him nothing but the best. And I'm sure the same for the guys here. You know, we're here 5 years together. Became good friends, made a lot of plays for me. He's a guy that I trusted.
Business or not, Derek, a little shocked?
A little bit. I mean, I don't think I've ever been on a team we traded a guy in the middle of the year. But like I said, that's the way it goes, and we move on.
What do you think happened with him there? I mean, you guys were so good in 2007. Last year, he probably put you on the bench.
I mean, I don't know. I only can wish him the best. Hope he gets things going again, but he's a heck of a player, and he's got a lot of football ahead of him.
Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah, I talked to him this morning.
When he was rumored to be going to the Giants, he reportedly was happy about that. Did he express happiness?
No, we just both, we just said, hey, wish each other the best, and, he wasn't overly excited or anything, but and that was about it. I told him I appreciate everything that he'd done for me.
What does that do to the offense, though? I mean, that's a pretty big weapon to take away
in week five. We're going to, 11 guys that go on the field, we're going to ask them to be in the right spots, make the plays when they come to them, regardless of who it is, and that's how we're going to do it.
Derek, what do you, when you think about it, everybody from that high-octane offense 2 years ago now is gone. Jurevicius, Winslow, Edwards, and this really is a complete rebuild, isn't it?
Still got me and Jamal and Joe, and we got the linemen. I guess there's times you just move forward and, we got to get better. And like I said, the 11 guys that are put out there, we got to find a way to get it done and execute the plays, no matter who those guys are.
What do you mean everything he's done for you?
I mean, I think he's made a lot of plays for me. He's got me better. I think I've got him better. Regardless of, if he dropped the ball or, whatever happened between us, nothing was ever personal between he and I. I have great respect for him. I mean, he's a friend. You guys look at it like people are battling. We've been here 5 years together. You build relationships. We like one another. We enjoy each other. You don't just come here and work with guys just for fun. Be seen. I don't know. Obviously they made the decision and we roll with it. And like I said, if it's Brian, if it's whatever, Josh, whoever's out there on the field, we just got to make plays and continue to do things we did last week and going forward. Things are different, but we've had time to get understand what they expect from us, what Eric expects from us, what Brian expects from us, and we're learning. I feel like we've been getting better, and guys are understanding things different with the different things every day. Some of these guys weren't even here when we were in that offense, so it doesn't matter. We got young guys. Brian and Mo are young. They haven't seen a lot, they haven't played a lot, but they're going to good things for us. Josh is going to do good things for us. And, it's football plays. Like I said, it's not about how it's called or, obviously the timing of the call is huge, but, we still got to run. We still got to throw. We got to catch it. We got to block. It takes, the execution of the play. Eric always says if we're all wrong and going the right or wrong way to, doing it all wrong, that's fine. You can have one guy doing it wrong and then, the whole thing messed up. So.
Obviously, he's going to get some more playing time now. I'm curious as to what you've seen from him over the last, say, month or so, leading up to now.
I think he's been good. Obviously, him being active or not inactive is just a numbers thing, and more likely most of the time comes down to special teams and guys that are, you know, on that. I think Brian's, you know, continues to work. You know, he cares about it, he understands the game. And he'll do fine, you know, whatever we ask him to do.
Tell a message to tell you as a player how coach will handle players.
I mean, I wouldn't say that they were always a problem. I mean, you know, everybody has issues in their life. I don't say it's, you know, here raising heck, you know, day in and day out, but both of them are, you know, really good football players, and, you know, both continue to do good things in their career. But as far as that end of it, you know, I'm scared about that. I don't make those decisions. Balls afterwards. You know, when Brandon dropped the ball in the first quarter, I said, hey, it happens. I'm just going to keep throwing it and keep catching it. It's, I mean, part of the game. I really don't get too frustrated about it. I keep giving those guys opportunities. I'm sure they're going to continue to make those.
Yeah, did he see the spin on the ropes up? Did he catch it fast in the second
game? He was frustrated. He's a competitor. He wants to win. You know, and it wasn't that we weren't trying to get the ball. You know, a couple of them he didn't connect on. But, you know, I'm sure he was upset, but he didn't make it, you know, overly. You know, I think he's more or less mad we had won.
Was he mad that you didn't win the job out of camp?
I didn't really speak with him about that.
Good to the offense now. I mean, obviously, you lose a weapon like Braylon. Just talk about the impact, what it's going to have.
Nothing. I mean, it's not anything that we have control. Like I said, the 11 guys, the 10 other guys are out there. I expect them to be in the right places, you know, doing their job, catching the ball, making throws. It takes all of us. And whether it's Robo, it's Josh, they're going to make plays, and we're going to be.
It's tough for you to get on the track where you think you're going to be throwing the ball for the years. This kind of incident in the offseason, the whole nine yards, has to make you wonder as kind of a, you know, serial theme, you know, where you're going to be going, you know, not too far down. You want to start here next year is what I'm asking.
Oh. Sorry, that was kind of like a statement. I wasn't really sure where to go with that one. As far as my, I mean, I'm under contract through next season with the Browns, and I'm here on a contract. We got a new guy? Oh. We'll see. No, I mean, whenever he gets here, I'll just take him and work with him. Just getting a feel for guys' body language. Like runs routes. I know, obviously didn't have the time during training camp to work with a guy, but, you know, we traded for him for a reason. I'm sure he's a good football player, and, you know, we'll get going.
Sunday's game against Matt, the positives offensively, how do you translate that this Sunday against Buffalo?
Continue to work. I thought last week we had a great week work record. You know, guys came out every single day, was positive, upbeat, did the things that we asked them to do, and then showed in the game. We did a lot of good things. Obviously, overshadowed by losing, but I think if guys come out this week and continue to work hard, we're going to do some good things.
Hey, Derek, you haven't outwardly changed at all. Are other guys on this team, though, walking on eggshells with this coach?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, I think Eric just makes it clear what he expects, and that's fine with me. It's fine. I mean, it should be fine with everybody else. You know, he's not hiding anything. He, you know, expects you to do certain things, and that's the way it is.
Thank you, guys. Yep. Thank you.